Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Radio Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love Radio Show, sponsored by the Dee Dee Jackson Foundation. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. I am TJ Jackson, and with me I have Terrell Jackson, my middle brother.
What's up, everybody?
I have Taj Jackson.
Hello.
And we have a special co-host today. She's making a face, wincing because I said special. But we have Kimberly Kim Wendt, who is on our board, on the Dee Dee Jackson Foundation board, and she's going to join us today. Kim's an awesome person, and we felt, especially with Valentine's Day coming up, this is the last show before Valentine's Day, we needed a female voice, a strong female opinion. So she's here. We are live on the Power of Love Radio Show, so if you're listening to us, thank you so much for joining us. And later on the show, we're going to be, actually, we're going to open them up pretty much now, but we're not going to answer any phone calls till later, till you guys know the topic. The phone number, if you want to call us, is 323-203-0815. Again, it's 323-203-0815. And before we get into our topics, I like to check in on everyone to see how everyone's prior week was. So who wants to go first?
Real quick as well, Twitter.
Twitter. Twitter handle is?
At DDJ Foundation.
DDJ Foundation. So you can ask us questions via Twitter about our topic. Yes.
If you're too shy to call in, you can always tweet us.
But don't be shy.
Terrell, Taj, Kim, how was your weeks? Your week?
Busy. Up and down.
Up and down?
Up and down.
Anything exciting?
May have a job offer.
Nice. So right.
That is welcomed after 4 months of not working.
Of searching.
Searching, that's right.
Searching. Taj, Terrell?
Well, it's impossible to ignore the Super Bowl.
It was a great game.
That was an entertaining game.
Very really entertaining.
Good. Really good.
Very entertaining.
Great example of why you never give up, mm-hmm. never quit.
Mm-hmm.
I personally think the Falcons blew the game.
Absolutely.
They should have won the game. But at the same time, you can't take anything away from the Patriots because mm-hmm. they. If you look at Tom Brady in the first quarter and the fourth quarter, he's pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You wouldn't be able to tell what quarter he's in.
Mm-hmm.
So he never gave up. The team never gave up. And the results, they won. Super Bowl champs.
So a quick lesson on that. No matter what you're facing, it reminds me of, I'm not going to say, I'll say it. I'll say one of my favorite basketball players is Tim Duncan.
Say me.
No. Why wouldn't you say that?
Because I don't want to commit to saying he's my favorite when he's definitely one of my favorites. I was going to say my favorite.
Oh, okay.
But his composure and his ability through tough times, through mm-hmm. Uncertain times to stay focused, stay confident, and to stay...
They're champions. That's champions. What they do.
That's what champions
They've been
do.
There. That's why when the score was, what was that, 1:28-3, I still knew it was going to be a tight game.
Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
they just keep coming for you. And I told the my friends that I was watching it with, they thought it was over. I was like, it's not over.
Right.
They got to keep scoring. They got to do something. And sure enough.
So, listeners.
I've got a question for Terrell.
Yes.
What was better, the game or the halftime show?
I actually like both. I thought Lady Gaga did a great job. And the game was entertaining. It seemed like a blowout. It seemed like it was going to be a one team thing. And then the Patriots came back and made it exciting. It was exciting. It always is with the Patriots.
Yeah.
I think the last few times they've been in the Super Bowl, it's always come down to the last play.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm.
I laugh because as a girl, I pay more attention to the halftime show.
I think most women do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably.
And all of our listeners internationally. I would agree because they don't really have American football. So you're not alone. Taj, what was your week like?
I don't know.
Did you even watch the Super
Bowl? I watched half of the Super Bowl. I had to go to a dinner. So
okay.
Prior commitment.
Taj, who had a dinner during the Super Bowl?
It was a graduation. My neighbor
culinary
had
school,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's it called?
Culinary?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That graduation. So but you know me, I don't watch football anyway.
Yeah.
So I actually... It was interesting because, Terrell, like you, when they were up, I was like, don't count them out. don't count the Patriots out. Yeah. You know, I just knew it. And so, because I was quick, you notice I didn't tweet anything because I was going to tweet, you know. Then I was like, you know what? Don't count them out. And I was happy that I didn't tweet anything about Atlanta because, I think they blew it.
It was a great game.
I watched it. I was one of those that was refreshing my screen on Twitter. I got the news through Twitter, so I just saw the score keep creeping up. So it was really annoying.
Well, for our listeners, I think the it's a good lesson.
It's a great lesson.
To never give up, no matter what you're going through.
I know we have our topics for today, but since it is a loss, some type of loss, how do you rebound from a loss like that if you're Atlanta Falcons? Because that one, that's got to hurt. You're up 28-3. I think you were up 28-9 in the fourth quarter with 13 minutes left, right?
Well,
how do you, like,
the probability, this is the biggest game of their career. This is what them as kids dreamt about. So to equate it to, for the international listeners, it's probably the World Cup for soccer players, for football players, your football players.
And you're probably about 8 minutes away.
You're winning
3-1.
No, you're winning 4-1, and you end up losing the game
with 8 minutes left to play.
Yes, with not much time, you still end up losing. That's probably because the probability of them winning at one point was 98%. They are supposed to win. So that is. I don't know how you get over that heartbreak. Mm. I think you got to just maybe take a couple days to live with it, and then you got to move on and get to another one.
It's tough.
Yeah. I don't know. Something about statistics now. I mean,
Taj, they should not have lost that game.
No, but I just I've heard a lot of statistics over the years, and the probability of this and that, and it's they've all been wrong. So.
Yeah. So I guess we're going to have a variety of topics. I guess that will be one. I'm going to add that one because that's a very good topic. How do you get over a crazy upset or a crazy for sure thing that was supposed to be yours?
It happens all the time
in sports. It happens all the time in sports, but it also happens in life. You're supposed to get this job. You're supposed to get whatever, and something happens miraculously, and you don't get it. How do you rebound from it? There's topic one.
What about momentum? And how does that play into it?
Momentum is huge.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Momentum
is
huge.
That's a good one.
The other topic we're going to do is turning loss into love. So it's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, turning a tragic or a bad, a quote
it's
unquote
a
bad,
negative to a positive.
A negative. How do you do that? And again, it could be about from a sports game to the loss of a loved one to the loss of a job to anything. How do you make it mean something? And then the third topic, since it's Valentine's Day,
Dr. Love.
Doctor, I don't have. Todd, you want to say Dr. Love?
Hmm?
You want to say the words Dr. Love?
I'll be the Dr. Love.
Gosh, didn't you used to call yourself Dr. Love?
I didn't want to say that. But
he did.
He did?
Yeah, you don't remember that? He was Dr.
Friends
Love.
Friends used to call me for advice.
Me too.
You and me, Louie.
And I'm still single.
And
what
Drew and everybody.
That?
He used to call Todd.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I don't know why we would go to him
why
for advice. I don't know.
Because I had good advice.
I don't
really,
know.
Tosh?
Yeah. Repeat customers.
Repeat customers. So, Todd, you, I guess, Dr. Love over there, if you have any questions about love, I guess my brother, eldest brother, Todd, is an expert. Never knew that. So that's another topic,
not a
though.
Therapist,
with Valentine's Day coming.
Oh, the disclaimer. You forgot that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that.
The Valentine's. We got a third topic on Valentine's Day. It's pretty much how. You know, Valentine's Day, at least in the States, I don't know if it's everywhere, it's very celebrated as a romantic or a loving day for you and a spouse or you and a girlfriend or you and a boyfriend, a significant other. But what happens if you just dealt with a horrible breakup, loss? What do you do? How do you not make that day a disastrous day? How do you reclaim that day? So this is for those single people out there that are going through a heartbreak. Kim, why are you smiling and laughing at me?
Well, I'm just laughing because my single girls used to call it a Hallmark hell holiday.
Triple H. Yeah.
Triple H.
Okay. So I'm not going to repeat that, but the terrible holiday that's coming up if you're single or just went through a tough breakup, we're going to try to give you some advice on how to not make it a wasted day or not make it a sad day. And if you want to call in, if you have experience with this, please share your thoughts. Mm. Okay, those are our three topics. Right. You can call us in at 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. Now, the main topic we were going to talk about is basically turning loss into love. How do you make something a tragic event and turn it into a positive? Kim, we were talking right before the show, and we were going over notes, and you had some incredible quotes from some incredible, actually, African-Americans. It is Black History Month. I had to throw that in. So do you want to share with our listeners maybe some of those quotes?
Sure. So Oprah's always been a favorite of mine, and one of the quotes I have in my bedroom is that life is a classroom and every experience that we have is meant to teach us something about ourselves. So I researched where that quote came from and learned that Oprah gave a graduation speech at Stanford University. And I didn't realize, but Stanford University came into fruition from the loss of a child. And the more I read about it, Mr. and Mrs. Stanford, after losing their child, that, as I understand it, is what inspired them with Stanford. And so at Oprah's speech, she talked about, if you're hurting, you need to help someone else with their hurt. If you're in pain, help someone else's pain. And when you're in a mess, get yourself out of the mess, helping somebody out of their mess. And in the process, you become a member of what I call the greatest fellowship of all, the sorority of compassion and the fraternity of service. So I think that really speaks to what we try to do at DDJF with turning loss into love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to take a quick phone call. Who do we have on the line?
Ms. Deidre Williams.
How are you, Deidre?
I'm doing good.
Good. What do you got for us?
I had a question for Dr. Love.
Yeah, I love it.
Brother.
How do you get over somebody that you know for a fact do not want to date you? Like, how do you cope with that and get over it?
That's
I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
Kim wants to chime in too. That for me, you know, in my early years in high school, I had a lot of crushes that I was always the best friend, you know, that the friend zone kind of guy. That was me.
You were the safe spot.
I was the safe spot. So I had a lot of friends that I liked, you know, more than friends, but I was always kept in that friend zone. So I had to force myself basically to just move on. And it's not easy at all. But at the same time, you have to realize that the more you focus on someone that doesn't want you, you know, I think with women, you think you can change someone, and I think that's always been the downfall. It's like, oh well, he's not perfect, but I can change him to who I want him to be. And guys are like, you know, I'm going to say this, but I don't mean it in the way that it sounds. But guys are like dogs. You know, they're very simple. You know, they don't change. You know, to what
drastically
they don't change drastically, and they don't. It's not a permanent change. If it is a change, it's something that they might change for a little while, but then they'll go back to their ways. And so you just have to really see who is what they really are ahead of time, and not think, oh, I'm going to change them into this or that, because that, you know, you have to like them for who they are. They're not going to change.
Yeah,
I love it.
Like, you can't force somebody to knock you back.
No, you definitely can. And at the same time, you're giving all that energy to that person, and someone else might be the perfect person for you, and you're not even looking in that direction
because you're Kim wants to chime in.
I'm like chomping at the bits here. So just from a female perspective, I couldn't agree with Taj more. Like, trying to change anyone is really hard. You know, and you do go through that loss, like, what did I do wrong, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, it's an opportunity to learn, like, what were the good parts of that person, what worked really well, and an opportunity to love yourself, because just because that person didn't love you in the way you need it to or want it to, if you focus on loving yourself and really trusting in that process that this just wasn't the right one. And the faster you do that, I think the more prepared you are to go out and meet the right one, like Taj was saying, because I feel like the longer we stay stuck in that place, we're holding ourselves back from what might be meant to be.
I love
that. Yeah, true. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Kim, that's a great point, because I think when you give all, you're giving energy. And where do you want to give that energy? Do you want to give it to someone else? Or do you want to give it to yourself? And by giving it to yourself, you're making yourself better. And and that's exactly what you said, is putting that energy into yourself, because then you become more, quote-unquote, attractive to other people, whether that's confidence or whether that's happiness or whatever. That is, you're putting that into, you're investing in yourself.
And giving back to others.
Mm-hmm. Deirdre, thank you so much for the phone call and the question. Uh-huh. Awesome.
All right, bye, guys.
Take care.
Alrighty.
I love that. I love the question. I don't know if I love you being Dr. Love, but I can't believe
I'm
what I'm saying.
I'm coming out of retirement, I guess. It's been a good 20 years.
Hey, I'm your backup.
Yes.
No, but, you know, I agree with both of your advice. I think it's spot on, and I love how we're talking about this stuff, because it is Valentine's Day, and I think it gives us an excuse to talk about relationships in that way. Can we take another phone call? Let's see. Who do we have on the phone? Hello? Did I mess something up?
Probably.
I don't know why I even asked that. But yeah, call us back if I by accidentally hung up on you. And they are. So here we go. Who do we have on the line?
Hello?
They are jamming. Who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
This is Taj.
You have all three of us. Can you turn down whatever you're listening to?
Oh, wait a minute. I got you. Wait a minute. Hi, my name is Sheila Jones.
How are you?
Carol should know me because I'll be on Instagram. I'm the one that said, you said, sorry, who has the name Sheila Jones and Sheila?
That's it. I'm sorry?
On Instagram, remember I said you got Dilka. I was the one that said, you said sorry. Who has a name? How many Instagram accounts do you have? And who has a name? And Jelly Filler. You remember that one?
I don't know.
It's also hard to hear you because it's really loud where you are.
I said, my name is Sheila Jones. I am the one. Tell us to remember me from Instagram. I was the one. He said, sorry. Cause he said, how many Instagram accounts does you have? And he said, who has a name? And Jones Sheila.
Oh.
Got it.
Okay. Well, what's your question for today's
anyway,
show?
About Valentine's Day?
Mm-hmm.
About love. This is my part. I've been with my kid's father for almost 50 years. Okay. He had cheated on me, had a baby on me. Mm. And it's just, I don't know what love is. I don't even know how to put love in my life.
Mm.
But see, I gave my all to this man, and it's just like I never cheated on him, never did nothing wrong to him. But it's just like, why would somebody do this to me when I gave all him my all? I gave him four kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this man took me since I had my first child when I was 15. Mm. And his father died when he was a baby. So he's been in his life since then. But I gave this man my all. And everything that I do for this man, I did everything for this man. I tell him I love him, but he don't tell me he love me back. But it's just like, where is love at in my life? I don't know.
So
I'm 58 now. I don't know.
Are you still with him?
No.
No.
He lived with the girl that he had the baby by, and he still lied about it. But I do not like liars and cheaters, so I just had to get rid of that negativity and pick up some positivity, because I'm not dealing with that.
I agree. Yeah, that's 100% right. And how are you feeling, though? How are you doing?
Well, see, it's like, you know, you've been with somebody that long, and you get rid of them, and it's just like, it's like grief. It takes a toll on me. Cause now, it's Valentine's Day. My grandmother was born on Valentine's Day, so she died at 104.
Wow.
So being that's like grief, too, about being with somebody that long, and then you had to let it go.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but I'm learning how to deal with it. I'm telling you how I deal with it. I just throw my life in with my grandkids and my kids, and I just let it like, if this is where God want my life to be, I would just leave the love alone and just work on me first. Then I worry about, you know.
I think you're right on. And my take, I'm not Dr. Love and I'm not Kim, but I'm going to chime in. I think that's the exact right thing to do, is to focus on your kids. But don't forget yourself, too. You know, that would be my advice. Don't forget about yourself. There's someone out there for you. And to not carry on to that negative energy and any negativity, because that's not going to attract who you're supposed to be with. So stay positive and keep your focus on yourself and your kids. Taj, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I said Taj.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Dr. Love on this relationship. This is more. Well, this is more in terms of... Kim, you wrote down something which I really liked. Go ahead, say it, and then...
Well, I kind of left. There's that old song, Looking for Love, and the line in the song is, looking for love in all the wrong places. And I think when you get...
It's a country song,
right? It sure is. That's my favorite.
Which one is that?
Looking for Love. In all the wrong places.
Who sings that?
I know Eddie Murphy.
It's from Urban Cowboy. Johnny Lee.
Johnny Lee? Okay,
Johnny
cool.
Lee.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So, anyway... Coming off a bad relationship, just looking for love in everyday life. At least that's what's helped me. The love with your kids, love through animals, love of nature, just looking all around you because love is there. It may not have been in that relationship, but we can either look for the positives or the negatives. And for me personally, getting over heartbreak, that's helped.
Mm, definitely. Mm-hmm. And I also think that you... It's habit. I think that's what when you say loss of a relationship, it's loss of having someone around, the habit of having them around. But that doesn't necessarily mean, with all habits, there's good habits and bad habits. And I think if it was something more negative, then it's a bad habit. Mm-hmm. And you want to get rid of bad habits, but it's not easy. So you're doing it right by focusing on other things and giving that love elsewhere where it will be reciprocated.
Love it.
Yeah.
Sheila, thank you so much for your phone call.
And hang in there.
And hang in there. And take care of those babies.
You want to know how old they are? They're probably, a couple of them is your kids' age, Tara. I mean, TJ.
Still babies.
Tara, I know you ain't no baby. Todd, I know you ain't no father yet. They're
not
coming.
Yet.
You better do it. Yeah. the kids are very special.
That's right.
You just gotta look.
All my kids are grown. My baby boy's in the Army.
Oh, wow.
He's been in there. He made a career out of it. So he'll be retiring. He's in Las Vegas now.
Mm.
He'll be retiring this year.
Wow.
So he's been in there forever.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, and take care of yourself, okay? I liked her. She had a good, great personality.
Yeah.
Real life example. Kim, was there something else you wanted to talk about in regards?
Well, just going back to what we talked about with Oprah and kind of learning the lesson of losing. In that speech, she quoted Dr. Martin Luther King, and I thought it also tied back to DDJF because he said not everybody can be famous. But everybody can be great because greatness is determined by service. And it kind of made me giggle as I sit here with you all because clearly I am not the famous one in the room. But we all have...
The potential.
The potential, and we all have a common goal. And the end of the quote is, you only need a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love. So it doesn't really matter who you are, whether you're part of the Jackson family or part of my family, everyone can make a difference through the power of love.
Love it.
I really love that, yeah. I think that's so important, too, because we do live in a society right now where we value fame more than we value love, and it's backwards. And we put people on pedestals. We've talked about this.
Yes.
But it's so backwards right now, and we're kind of reaping what we sow right now, and it's scary. But I think there's also that movement that people are starting to see that we have to stick together and love each other. So there is a counterbalance happening, but it's true. Like, people that are doing great things service-wise and for their community or for the world, those are the people that should be celebrated.
Love it. Okay, so Taj, Your computer's not open, so how are you checking our Twitter line?
It's my phone.
Your phone? Okay. Have you been checking? Or has Dr. Love been the focus?
Well, I can't focus on both.
It's a hard job.
You want me to be Dr.
Love or the Twitter guy?
Well, we've had two great phone calls on love topic. Our phone number is 323-203-0815. We have three topics. How do you rebound from a devastating loss such as the Falcons? How do they? Mm-hmm. How are they supposed to rebound after losing the biggest game of their lives? The second one, which is very similar, but turning loss into love. And the third one is for Valentine's Day. If you're single or you're dealing with a loss of a loved one, whether it's relationship or through tragedy such as death, how do you rebound and not make it a terrible day? Who do we have on the phone line today?
This is Maisha.
Maisha, how are you?
Hi, Maisha.
I'm well. How are you guys doing?
Good. Great. Maisha, is this your first time calling?
No. I called before, and I was talking about the pastor and his daughter who had died.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, it's great to hear your voice.
I can't call that often because I'm usually in the OR.
No, I love
usually
your
taking
voice.
Care of patients.
Good for you. Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, real quick before we get into your question, there is J.R. Smith. Terrell, you know who J.R. Smith is. He's a basketball player. Mm. He just gave birth. His wife gave birth. Do you know where I'm going? Or no?
I know a little bit about the story, yes.
So his wife just gave birth, and they had a premature child, I think 5 months early. Mm-hmm. And the baby was born just 1 pound. Oh, wow. And it's for those who don't follow sports, J.R. Smith he's perceived as a real fun, kind of crazy guy. Kind of, I don't want to say out there, but, you know, just the guy that you don't take seriously.
He was the one partying when they won the championship with the shirt off.
Yeah, he's that guy.
That's him.
But he just basically said this experience has completely grounded him, and he realizes even though he's a huge basketball star, he's not the hero, he's not the star. It's those nurses and the doctors that, you know, that are doing everything they can to save his baby. And I just thought when you said you know you're in the medical field, I just thought about that and just want to give a DDJF thank you to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that. Thank you.
Yeah, but it's the truth. You guys are the heroes, so thank you. What is your question, Maisha, or your topic?
I just wanted to talk about. I know you guys are talking about love and Valentine's Day and stuff, but I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to change the direction a little bit. I just wanted to talk about momentum and keeping your momentum when you experience loss or a setback.
Love it.
So I am a nurse, and I've been a nurse for about 10 years. And when I graduated from nursing school, I always wanted to go into the OR. And I tried to pursue the OR, and I got a lot of doors slammed in my face, and people were not too nice about it. And I just kept pursuing it because that's what I wanted to do, and I'm just that type of determined type of person, and I don't accept no for an answer. So there's a saying that the squeaky wheel always gets the oil. Mm-hmm. So I just kept calling different places and saying, you know, I'd like to work in your OR, but I have to be trained. I wasn't trained as an OR nurse. You have to be trained first. And the organization that I work for, they didn't have a program at the time. And I kept being told by people, oh, you'll have to go to another organization. I just kept being redirected in different directions. But in any event, my organization finally did develop a program, and according to the program, you had to be hired by a surgical center or hospital in order to get into the program. So I continued to pursue, and I finally got accepted for a job and got into the program. Wow. And what happened with it is that through the program, they paid for my tuition. The place that I worked for paid for my tuition. They also paid my income and paid for my benefits.
Wow.
So they did all of that for me to be accepted. And then the other hospital that I was pursuing, or the other surgical center that I was pursuing, because I got hired at one surgical center, and the surgical center that I was pursuing ended up merging with the one that I was working at. So I work for the largest surgical center in Northern California. And it just proves that, you know, if you stay persistent and you stay determined, that you will accomplish your goal. And during the time that I was going through the program, people were saying, oh, she's not going to make it. She's not good. They were saying I was stupid and all this other kind of stuff. But I just ignored that.
I love it.
And now I'm at the point where I can, I am actually asked to manage the OR when the manager is away. So cool. I don't like when people tell me I can't do something. I cannot stand that. That's one of my biggest pet peeves.
Were you raised that way?
I prove them wrong. What's that?
Were you raised that way? Were your parents raising you? Or
that's just in me. That's just in me. I don't like when people tell me that I can't do something, and I will do everything to prove them wrong.
How, from your first no or your first denial, how long did it take to get the job?
I pursued for, I think a couple of years. I was doing it for 4 years, but I really got serious about it the last couple of years. I've worked for the surgical center for 4 years now.
So, but there was 2 years worth of denial and pretty much
rejection.
No, there were 4 years probably worth of denial.
Wow. Good
that
for
whole
you.
Time I was being denied. Even when I got in, I was being told that, I mean, surgeons were saying, you know, she's stupid and she's not going to make it. I mean, you know.
Wow.
And it's very difficult. I mean, I don't mean to bring up the race thing, but I mean, I'm the only black nurse at the surgical center.
So I have from a
and
woman's
I get a lot of discouragement.
Right. Right.
But it doesn't stop me.
I love it.
I think you get discouragement, but I think your story is giving others so much inspiration, because in anything in life, it usually doesn't come easy. It usually comes with rejection, and the key is just to keep going. And I just saw the movie The Hidden Figures. So as you're talking, it's making me think about the ladies in that movie and the education that she wanted that she couldn't get because she was a black woman, but she persisted, and she wound up being a woman who changed history. So you will change history.
If that's your dream, you should never stop pursuing it. If that's your dream, you should never stop. And I follow all of you guys on Twitter. And Carol, I just want to encourage you to, you know, keep pursuing your dream, because you're going to make it.
Oh,
I believe
you.
In you, and I know that you're going to make it.
Oh,
thank you
made.
So much.
Did you have anyone in your corner? I know that you said that you didn't like people telling you no and saying that you couldn't make. Did you have someone that was actually like
supporting?
Yeah, supporting you.
I had God in my corner.
Yeah,
that's who I had in my corner, and that's who told me that I was going to make it. And He closed many doors so that He could open a huge one for me.
Wow!
So even though, you know, you have these doors closed, there's always something better. That's why the door was closed, because I tried to get into one surgical center, and that surgical center ended up merging with the one that I was already hired at. So I know for a fact that, you know, He was working in my favor for me to have something better than what I was looking at or looking for.
Yeah.
Well, Maisha, thank you so much for your phone call. You are an inspiration. It's so wonderful to hear your story, and I want to thank you for being a valued DDJF listener. And thanks for calling in and sharing.
Thank you.
All right, take care of yourself. Keep us posted, too.
Bye-bye.
I know you're probably trying
to... I sure will.
You're
going to
be the first female president, so keep us posted with your progress.
I'll vote for you.
Take care, Maisha.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
It's a cool story.
That's great.
Very, very, very cool. You guys got
it? No, it speaks to, you know, determination, ambitious, never giving up, never quitting. I think everybody's going to go through failure or rejection, temporary.
But you know what's so interesting and so cool about her story is she was getting rejected from those that were already there.
Yeah.
So she was getting rejected by, you know, I mean, she was overhearing people saying she's not cut out for it. She's going to give up soon. And what I think Maisha probably used that as motivation instead of letting it discourage her to quit.
Well, you have to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Yep.
You have to believe in yourself. You have to have confidence, and you have to know your worth, your value, and you have to go for what you want in life. And I was thinking that back when the first caller called about, her boyfriend not wanting her. In a way, I was going to say, but we moved on. In a way, it's a blessing, because if they can't appreciate you and accept you, and they can't see all your value and all your greatness now, why would you want to be with them?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not going to get the full love that you deserve back. So obviously they're not for you.
Mm.
And that should be a good thing.
I'm going to call you Dr. Love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty brilliant.
Well, you know, I don't know why he got the title. But
hey, a friend of mine once said to me, rejection is protection.
Mm.
And I think that that's really insightful in anything. You know, you go to buy a house and you don't get it. You apply for jobs and you're rejected. You break up. But I think all of us have examples where later in life we look back and realize that, to your point, was such a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's loss. It's a setback. And it's all about how you deal with that. You know, you can get rejected and you can fold. You can quit and you can refuse to try again.
Yeah.
You know, you can give up, or you can take it. It could be a positive thing, and you can go for it and get it, get something better. A lot of times you get something better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Raisha from the Netherlands.
Hi, how are you? Now, this is your first time calling, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, glad to have you on the show. What do you have for us?
I wanted to say about Valentine's Day and celebrating it as a single person, or at least how do you get through it as a single person. I believe that it's very important to just treat yourself. Just pamper yourself. Just do something fun just for you, basically.
I love it.
Because in the end, if you don't have love for yourself, then how are you going to eventually find love with someone else? So in the meantime, you just have to enjoy anything that life has to offer. Just grab it with both hands and just live your life. And with Valentine's Day, it's the same. Just maybe draw a bath or just go shopping or
make it a you day.
Buy yourself a box of chocolates, whatever.
Yeah, whatever's going to make you pamper yourself. It's a free you day is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Exactly. Because you have two choices. You could either sulk and be like, oh, boo-hoo, I'm single. Oh, woe's me. Or you can say, hey, it is what it is, and I'm going to enjoy myself.
I love it. I love it.
That's a happy heart.
Yeah.
I love
what
it.
What I wanted to say.
Thank you so much for your phone call. How am I saying your name again?
Raisha.
Let me try to spell this. R?
R-A-I.
Okay. J?
No. R?
Uh-huh.
A?
Uh-huh.
I?
Yeah.
S?
H A. Taj, don't act like you would have known how to spell that.
I would have been close. I don't know where you got J from.
I don't know where I got J from either. But Raisha, thank you so much for your phone call. And for all you listeners out there, take her advice. If you're alone, if you don't have a significant other to share it with, pamper yourself. Treat yourself to whatever you like, box of chocolates, a movie, whatever. Right?
It's one way.
I love it.
I'm going to go on a shopping spree.
I love it. Okay, so again, phone number 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. We're having three topics: how to get over a devastating loss, how to turn loss into love, and if you're single, how are you going to survive and make Valentine's Day a great day? So here's a phone call we have. Who do we have on the line?
Sequoia.
Sequoia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. What do you have for us, Sequoia?
I wanted to touch on the how you rebound from a loss and about Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
I watched the entire Super Bowl, and I felt like at the end, the Falcons kind of felt like they won already, so they kind of just stopped really playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed in other games, the Patriots kind of do that to other teams, let them think they about to win. Then towards the end, that's when they fight back hard. And I kind of think
to rebound from the loss, the people should at first acknowledge what went wrong in the first place, learn from it, and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great advice.
I think you're right on. And I think the Falcons are going to be better players dealing with this because they're not going to coast. They're not going to take plays off every single second. They're going to, you know, and sometimes they're professional athletes, so they know this. But sometimes I think it's human nature sometimes to coast when you have to keep your foot completely on the pedal. So great point, Sequoia. Now, what do you got for us with Valentine's Day?
Well, I remember earlier in the show, Tosh talked about how he was always in the friend zone. And that was me throughout middle school and high school because I'm the tomboy. So I always got along with the guys. And especially, I could never really talk to my crush like in a romantic way, only as a friend. But I would express myself maybe like in a poem or I'd write a letter to them, but it always backfired, so I stopped doing that, and I just stayed the friend because I thought that was just safe for me. And for Valentine's Day, I've always been single for Valentine's Day, so it never really bothered me so much.
Okay.
Because I always say, well, as a single lady, I don't have to worry about buying expensive stuff or whatever for someone on a specific day, or have to show so much love for them on one day. And really, this year, I'm just waiting for 50 Shades Darker to come out, really.
Well, there you go. I love that. When does that come? Is that this Friday?
I think so.
Yeah. I think it is. Cool, cool. Well, you know what? I think you don't have any kids, right, Sequoia, or do you?
No.
No kids. Okay. Well, I think you know, you've been doing it right. But, I like to save money, too. And, you know, you don't have to buy anyone anything, then that's a great thing, right? But I think you should pamper yourself this time. I think I like that advice from a previous caller. Maybe this time do something for you on Valentine's Day. You know? That's my advice.
And I love what you did with the letters and the poems. Those are special things that people remember, and maybe at that age bracket it didn't stick, but different people communicate love differently, so I think those are great ways. Love letters, poems, songs. It's different for everybody.
Tosh, Cheryl, you guys got anything?
No, it's great advice.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Sequoia, thank you so much for always checking in and contributing, and we'll be thinking of you, and just be safe this week, okay?
Thanks for calling in.
Oh, and can I say hi to my squad on Twitter?
Sure. Yeah. Say hi. Who's your squad?
Hi. Hey, Tiffany, Emma, Alicia, Jen, and April. Love y'all.
That's sweet. All
right. I didn't forget anyone, right?
Yeah, you didn't forget anyone, right?
You'd be in trouble if you did.
Cool, Sequoia. Thank you so much. Kim, now you're single.
I am.
So what do you do? What are you going to be doing for Valentine's Day? Have you thought about it?
Actually, it's going to be very special this year.
Do you want to share, or is it a private special?
No.
It's a private special.
So, no. Actually, Valentine's Day is special to me. It was actually my due date, and I needed to cook a little bit longer, so I came out on the 25th. But I'm really blessed. I have a lot of great girlfriends, a lot of great guy friends, and I'm actually going to see Keith Urban and the Bee Gees in Los Angeles on Valentine's Day.
Nice. Really? Where at?
Yep. Staples Center, I think.
Okay.
That's such a cool matchup.
That's what I thought.
Keith Urban and the Bee Gees? I would have never predicted them to be
ever
together. But I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
And I think it's awesome.
Fun for me because my mom and I loved the Bee Gees and she knew how much I loved Keith Urban. So it'll be a great time.
Oh, that's great.
Had you had this date circled for a while? Like, did you know about it or is this a recent find?
No, and it's really funny. When I moved to California, one of the things I lost, I went on a blind date when Keith Urban was first starting out. And I went with a girl that I knew. I couldn't find anyone else who liked country music. And she wound up having first row center stage tickets. So he threw out a guitar pick. And I got that, and I held on to it. And it's the only thing I lost in my move to California was that pick. So
are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
So you moved from St. Louis. So there's a guitar pick floating around in St. Louis that belongs to you.
Somewhere on the highway.
All right. Well, listeners, you hear that. Somewhere on the highway in St. Louis, if you see a Keith Urban, keep Miss Kim Went on your mind and send it to DDJF, please.
Yes. Yeah.
She has a broken heart, but it's going to be restored on Valentine's Day as you go see them.
Yes. I've got a happy heart.
I love it. I love it. Taj, Terrell, you guys have anything planned for Valentine's Day?
It's a little too early for that.
A little too early? Taj?
We still have time, right?
Yeah, we have time. I have something on Twitter.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say you had something planned.
But
I can't give away all my secrets.
All right. Dr. Love.
Myra asked, she says, I'm single now for a few years, and my Valentine's Day is spending time with my single friends going out watching a movie. So cool. I think that's a good advice, too, to go out with your single friends.
I know it's Twitter, so we can't interact so easily, but is she giving you the perception that she does this every year, or is this the plan going forward? Do you know?
And she's been single for a few years, and I don't know. I don't know if that's like cool, a tradition though. Or whatever.
I love
that. I like that idea behind it, mm-hmm. because it is. It's one of those holidays that if you are single, it really gets rubbed in your face.
Yeah.
So I think celebrating it with people that are in your same camp. Like, might be something fun.
Almost like everything. When you're going through something, if you find a partner that can share in your feelings, you ought to quickly get better.
Yeah.
I would assume Valentine's Day is no different. I don't know when the last Valentine's Day it's been a while since I've been single. But so I can't relate, but I love that advice.
That's great advice.
Share it with some friends. All right, we're going to take one more phone call before we have to wrap up. And who do we have on the line today?
Hi, it's Gigi calling.
Gigi, of course. Gigi. We had to end with you, Gigi. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
Good to hear your voice.
I'm going to cut anyone off. I usually do that. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
It's nice to hear Kim is there. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Gigi. That's my grandma's name.
I don't know her, but I remember her from the previous show in the show. I remember her story, but anyway.
Nice.
I just wanted to say, as a single woman, how I get through Valentine's Day or handle it or whatever word you want to use is I just focus on my children and my family and my friends, and I usually get them like a little gift goodie bag with candy and stuff like that. So I'm still loving, and I get love back. So
I love
it's
it.
Okay that I'm not with someone, but that's how I get through it, and it makes me happy that they're happy. And we usually have pizza because that's my favorite food, and so I'm looking forward to that. But
I love it. No, that's cool, because you know what, that's what kids do. You know, I'm putting together little, you know, packs for my girls
they
for their
still
whole
do
classroom.
Those hearts.
No, that's what I'm saying. They share it, but they usually do something things. For the whole class.
Right.
You know, and then I guess when you become a teenager or a young adult, it starts, you're supposed to narrow it down to one person, but who says? You mm-hmm. know, like,
right.
what's wrong with sharing that love? So very cool.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I do, and just think about lovely things, and honestly, that's what I try to do. Make it like a loving thoughts,
spread the love,
stuff like that, and then you just—that's what you do.
Cool.
Right? Well, so I love you guys. I'll be thinking about you guys.
We love you too, Gigi, and thank you again for all your support. You're a huge supporter of us and the Dede Jackson Foundation. So we just want to thank
beginning.
You. I know,
I
Gigi.
Love my guys.
I know. I know. Well, thank you so much, and be safe. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Bye, you guys.
Bye, bye. She's awesome.
Yeah.
So cute.
So I think that's pretty much it. I think we talked about how to turn a momentum loss into a positive, you know, and we got some quotes from Dr. King as well as some Oprah information on how to turn just a simple loss into, well, not a simple, but a loss into a love. I didn't know that Stanford came from a loss of a child, mm-hmm. which is, you know, actually Stanford's probably my favorite university, so now it's definitely my favorite.
Really?
And then we also learned some tips from Valentine's Day if you're alone, if you're single.
We brought Dr. Love out of retirement.
We brought Dr. Love out of retirement.
He's back.
Till next year.
Till what, Todd?
Till next year.
Till next year. I don't know. We'll see. But we do want to say a big thank you to everyone. A big thank you to Kim for joining us. Mm-hmm. You're the best, Kim. And yes, if you want to learn more about DDJF, Todd, you want to give the website?
Yeah, it's www.ddjf.com. DDJF.
I gave you one.
I know. That's the first time I flubbed it, too.
I'll do it. Because I usually go website, www.ddjf.org.
Cool.
It's usually
cool.
I go down the handles. And that's why.
We are here every Wednesday from 1 to... We are here every Wednesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you found our program helpful and can afford to do so, please go to DDJF and support the foundation. Any donation amount helps us support those in need. It helps us continue programs like this, and we just want to thank everyone. It's a beautiful life, a beautiful day, and make it the best you can, right?
Spread love.
Yep. Spread love.
Have a happy heart.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much. Take care.
See you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.